Please be joined with the National Weather Service. I think it's Sean that's on the line.
Yep, you got Sean today.
All right, we scored a hit. We got the big guy.
How you doing, Sean?
Yeah, doing excellent. I had a wonderful weekend enjoying the beautiful weather up on the Niobrara River, helping with the National Park Service up there, cleaning up the river, getting the trash and debris left behind. And what just a beautiful fall weekend here in Nebraska. So doing good.
Gorgeous country to be in. I'm envious.
We are truly blessed with, you know, just all the recreation activities that we have here in the state. It's just wonderful.
We're looking at kind of a same day today as what we've had the last couple days. Boy, awfully windy and dry. This is certainly helping out harvest as corn is drying out tenfold here over the last several days. And looks like we at least got one more day of it.
Yeah, we're looking at highs today in the upper 80s. In fact, some locations might even touch near 90 today. So, you know, it's unseasonably warm. And as you mentioned, those, you know, southerly winds have been very, very warm and dry and helping to dry things out. So great for harvesting. But unfortunately, if a fire were to get established in our prairies, you know, it'd be very difficult to control. So we've been working with our state partners, you know, to educate those to, you know, just be careful with any ignition source, especially, you know, today. We do start to get a change in the weather starting tonight. There could be some thunderstorms in the area. And then, you know, pretty good chance at some thunderstorms tomorrow. Much cooler tomorrow. And then the cool down really begins, especially Friday night into Saturday morning.
I was going to say, I saw you guys put in areas of frost on Friday night, and even if that doesn't happen, I appreciate you putting it in because I like reading that on a Monday morning.
It just pumps him up.
Most definitely. In fact, I was just talking to my forecast staff, and they said that the trend is actually colder for Saturday morning, so we have high confidence that we are going to see, if not a frost, more than likely a freeze here in Lincoln County Saturday morning. The good news is, and this is what I really want to impress on folks, is that this is a very quick-hitting cold air blast. So, you know, temperatures are going to drop down to, you know, the lower to mid-30s, but it will be gone by Saturday afternoon and Sunday. Lows will be in the lower 40s. So those that have gardens like myself, you're trying to get a few more tomatoes or maybe a couple more peppers, you know, off your plants, just make sure they're good and covered, you know, Friday night to Saturday morning. And you should be able to at least get another week, you know, out of your garden, you know, if you protect them pretty well.
Talk with Sean here with the National Weather Service Office of North Platte. And I just noticed that, you know, we drop about 12 degrees for a high from today to tomorrow and then tomorrow to Wednesday. Some big fluctuation in temperatures, obviously, here in the fall.
Most definitely. You know, and by Friday, highs are going to be in the low 60s. Now, it's going to be sunny, so it's not going to feel all that cold outside, you know, once the sun gets up. But, yep, definitely it is the season. You know, and I do also want to, for those gardening, and I just thought about this, you know, Thursday night, our current low temperature is 39 degrees, you know, and that might get me a little bit nervous, you know, for Thursday night into Friday morning. So you might want to cover those plants too Thursday night into Friday morning, since the trend is a little bit colder with the newest model runs this morning, where we're seeing that the temperatures are starting to lower, you know, the forecast temperatures are starting to lower for late in the week.
All right. Awesome. Sean Jacobs here again with the National Weather Service. Anything else this morning you want to mention?
Well, I know that Rick is going to want to pay attention here in about a month and a half to the hunting forecast. I don't know what you would call it, but, you know, we got the hunting season starting up, rifle season. So tell you what, maybe next week we'll give our winter outlook for you all, if that works.
Okay. That can work. However, there is an early antlerless whitetail season that begins next week. What am I looking at?
I forgot about that. Excellent. We work well together here. Week, you know, we get high pressure that develops again, and it's going to be back into the 80s, the 70s and 80s by Sunday and especially Monday. So it looks like we warm right back up. So it's going to be kind of the shirt sleeve forecast, or I guess hunting rather than the, you know, bundling up in the parkas.
Okay. So. This is for the hunt. I've got four brand new outdoor journalists coming in from major magazines that don't know anything about hunting, and they're here to have a lesson. This ought to be fun.
That would be excellent. And, you know, hopefully Mother Nature doesn't throw us a curveball and we end up getting a blizzard or something, because then I'd feel really bad. But it looks pretty warm next week.
Okay.
Sean Jacobs with the National Weather Service, thanks for your time as always. We appreciate it, all right?